filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Sacramento, where you at? Yeah. Hello, folks. Welcome to an 8 o'clock edition of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and my show is not normally at this time. I'm filling in for songs from the Squid Pod. Skull, if you will. So thank you all for tuning in. The time is currently 8:05, and I have a rampant selection of sudsy tunes for all of you today. That first song that you heard was California Love. Specifically the original version by Tupac, Roger, and Dr. Dre. That was a request from one of my coworkers, Connor, if you're listening. Shout out. So I have chosen for all of you a random selection of jazz, house, classic rock, which doesn't actually, it kind of fits my bill, if you will. Yeah, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Soapy Serenades, the first edition of the new semester. Please feel free to tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. because that is when my normal slot is. First ever 10 p.m. slop. Slop. let's see what we got. Let's do this one. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What is your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, folks, I'm gonna be so transparent with all of you. I've missed you all. It's been over a month since my last show, and I've had some withdrawals. The past 2 weeks, I haven't been able to do my show because it was still scheduled for 2 p.m., and I have a class during that time. What the hell, man? Not fair, if you ask me. So, but now we're back, and we're better than ever. Now that the fall schedule is live, thank you to the GMs of WMFO and everyone else for coordinating this. You guys are all the best, and I love you. So let's see what we got up next. Up next, we got a bit of Benny Carter, if any of you have heard of him. I know I haven't. I think that he is a sax player. He plays the sax. Yes, saxophonist, alto sax specifically. The next song that I have for all of you, even though it's not quite that time yet, this one is The Midnight Sun Will Never Set. And it won't, as long as I'm on the air.
Thank you. Till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. Thank you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
You were just listening to the butter-voiced individual that is Chet Baker with his rendition of It's Always You off of his album Chet Baker Sings, in which he sings, but he also plays the trumpet, which is what he's mostly known for. But that album is by far his most popular. Fun story about that album. I was in class the other day, my, 4:30 class on Mondays, and had my AirPods in and I was listening. And I had just wrote a paper for that class saying how essentially when I do my work for my schoolwork, I like to listen to music. And my professor comes over to me and she goes, Colin, what are you listening to there? And I was like, oh, it's, this jazz album. It's called It's Always You. And da, da, da. And she was like, oh, you know, recently I've been listening to jazz to fall asleep. And I want to learn more albums. So could you send that my way? And I was like, oh, of course I will. So I sent her the album and she listened to it. And she was like, it was beautiful. He has such a, what did she say exactly? His voice was disarming. And I think that is a beautiful way to describe Chet Baker's music. It's very disarming. It's like a warm bowl of porridge, if you will. Before that, you heard Misty by Stan Getz. And then before that was, like I said, The Midnight Sun Will Never Set by Benny Carter. I think that Misty is one of my favorite jazz standards besides Autumn Leaves. They both have this je ne sais quoi about them, you know. That being said, I think that was a beautiful opening, especially considering this very I don't want to say lousy weather, but it has been raining all day. At first it was cute, it was fun, a little bit chilly, you know, like nice little crisp in the air, but now it's, yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of bummed. But I hope that you're all just staring out of your window as the raindrops trickled against the glass and the panes, and you're like, oh, this is perfect jazz weather, which I think that it always is, but you know, especially this time of year. Now I want to change the vibes. We've had our nice little slow intro, and now I kind of want to get a little bit more upbeat. And I hope that you guys are all okay with that too. If you aren't, then, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, that sounds like nobody's offended by that. So next up, we will be playing some house music. This right here is You Are In My System by Kerry Chandler, Dennis Quinn, and Troy Denari. So, if you haven't heard this one, it's a slap.
I can't take it anymore. 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 Day by day. Thank you.
The music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together. We'll be right back.
All right, folks. That was the house section of the show. You just heard Da Funk by Daft Punk off of their first album, Homework. Before that, you heard Chillin' by Mojo. Before that was Music Sounds Better With You by Stardust. Before that was You Are In My System by Carrie Chandler. So you might have heard Music Sounds Better With You off of the GTA soundtrack, GTA 5 soundtrack. Did you know that Stardust is actually one half of Daft Punk? Thomas Bangalter of Daft Punk did a solo project in the years that Daft Punk was not, you know, making music. And he formed that one, and he made Stardust, made that one song. And then when somebody tried to offer him to make a Stardust EP, he said, no. This is going to be a one-off thing, homie. And that was the result. It was Music Sounds Better With You. Topped the British charts at number 2. And yeah, so that's Music Sounds Better With You. I have 2 more songs for you guys, and they are not house music. I apologize. If you don't want anything but house music, tune off now. If you just if you want more than house music, stick on. And if you're confused, I'm sorry. I really didn't ask that many questions. That's kind of a shame that you're already confused. But the next show that's going to be on at 9 o'clock from 9 o'clock to, I believe, an 11 o'clock slot is Classic Rock Mine with Mr. Mike Conway. Always a good show. Please tune in if you haven't already. Yeah. There he is. There's the man himself. So as a result, I'm going to be playing 2 classic rock songs. So this is going to be a controversial take, especially for my dad. I don't like Oasis. I know, even with their big reunion, everything like that, but I'm not a big fan of Oasis. Except for this next song, which, you know, I get it. They're you know, trending again. They're trendy. I genuinely enjoy this song. It is the first Oasis song that I can say that I genuinely enjoy. So I hope that you all enjoy this one. This is Supersonic off of Definitely Maybe. So I can already feel my dad's text about to pour in. And then I got one more song for you all after that. An oldie but a goodie. So please enjoy.
Done it with.
Folks, as this song fades out, I just want to say goodnight to you all. I've had a blast being on the show again. And please, tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. for my slot of Soapy Serenades. Don't leave just yet. I have one more song, and then we have 2 hours of amazing music coming for you. So, please stay tuned. This has been Soapy Serenades. I've been Colin, your master of sudsimonies. And, yeah, make sure that you scrub behind your ears, folks. This is Englishman in New York, by the legend himself, Sting.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue. A walking cane here at side. I take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in
say, he's our hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
Gentlemen will walk but never run. The manners make of manners, someone say. He's a hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine.